I'm having a bad week, but if anything good is going to come out of it, I'm going to save guys from making the same mistake that Raven and my brother-in-law made over the last few days.
Okay. You, before you tell this story, I just want to prefix this by saying that I was walking by a room minding my own business, and you laid a trap for me, all right? And then it's like a bear fall or like something like that with bamboo shards up in the bottom of it. You laid a trap for me.
Yeah.
And then when I walked over, and I didn't even want to walk over it. I even resisted when you made me. But okay, now tell your story.
I'm Anna. That's Raven.
I'm so upset about it.
So, I had a baby last November of 2018.
It was a while ago.
I had a baby.
Yep.
And I had gained a significant amount of weight from said baby.
Okay, babies come on like that.
Okay. So I've put on some weight, and I've been struggling to get it all off.
Right.
Now, it has been a difficult thing, as any new mother knows. To get rid of that weight is hard, and, you know, it's been hard. But I've been battling it and trying to be quote-unquote kind to myself. But I've been really proud of myself because, like, over the last few weeks, I lost about 5 pounds. And you know, like, when you lose 5 pounds, you feel like all of a sudden you're invincible and
like
that you're a supermodel.
You're on your way.
Look at me. I ate a salad today.
Going to be a great year. I'm crushing it.
Right. Let me get my skinny clothes out.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Right. So over the weekend, we were with my in-laws, and my brother-in-law grabs my arm, and he squeezes the fat on my arm, and he says to me in all seriousness, "You know us Zap boys like our girls a little thick." It's not funny, Raven. It's not funny.
I'm sorry. All right.
So I looked at him. I go,
"Say it again."
"You know us Zap boys like our girls a little thick." And I was like, "What? Come on. It's not funny." Raven just spit.
I just didn't expect
you spit
it
all over the mic.
I didn't expect that.
So I was like, "Your brother loves me just the way I am."
Right.
What are you going to say in a
right
situation
what do you
like
say
that?
Right. You just have to keep it moving.
Right. And
not
I know
nice to say, brother.
But he's trying to be nice.
Right.
But
he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it badly. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in a meeting with two other women in this building.
Meeting. We're going to call that a meeting.
We were having a meeting.
You were having a gossip session.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you tearing on a public figure?
We were. Okay. This woman was so thin. Right.
Yes.
So we were having a discussion about how thin she was. And in comes in Raven. And we ask him, what does he think about women that are this thin?
They asked me whether or not this person was hot. And I said, no, they were not hot. I said that they were unhealthy, that I could see it in their psyche. And therefore, that's not an attractive person.
And then Raven looked at us. He's like, "You know, like you guys, you're healthy. You're healthy."
No. You guys said we're hotter than that, right? And then I said, you guys are healthier than that.
And then he says, "It doesn't matter because you girls are smart. It doesn't matter
exactly
because you girls are smart."
No, that's not exactly how I said it.
Two things you should never say. We like them thick, and it doesn't matter because you're smart. Like, that makes a difference?
I said you're not healthy like you're stocky.
Guys, don't... Yeah, like you're stocky. And then he tried to make up for it by saying stocky.
And then I said, I never wanted to stop in this room.
Gentlemen,
and I left.
Don't call women stocky. Don't call them smart when they claim that they're not super thin. And most importantly, don't say, "We lack them thick."
But when they call you into a meeting, just keep walking.
Yep.